Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, another winter wallop. Let's get started. If you are watching this in Alabama, Georgia, or the Carolinas, please stay off the road. If you're watching anywhere else along the I-95 corridor from Virginia to Maine, get ready for a big mess. It has only just begun. And if you're trying to fly anywhere tonight or in the next few days, I wish you a lot of luck. The breaking news, parts of the country now are at a complete standstill, on ice, highways covered with it, cars stuck in it. Nearly 500,000 homes without power, thousands of flights canceled, at least 9 lives lost, more than 100 million others affected or about to be affected by yet another winter wallop. The chaos started in Georgia, and now it's hammering North Carolina. Millions bracing for a storm the Weather Service called potentially catastrophic. The largest concern, ice, up to an inch thick in some places.
It's pretty bad. I used to live in Indiana. And this is worse than that.
Sleet and freezing rain are creating treacherous conditions, coating roads and bringing down tree limbs. Already, power is out for nearly 500,000 across the region, and it could remain that way for days or even weeks. Anticipating outages, energy companies in South Carolina brought in extra crews to help speed up the process. Officials throughout the South are pleading with people to stay safe and stay off the roads.
Stay home and stay out of the way of emergency agencies and power companies.
Be smart during these times. Realize these are dangerous conditions, and realize that as you put yourself in jeopardy, you're putting other people in jeopardy also.
While South Carolina and Georgia residents seem to heed the warnings, stocking up on the essentials before the storm hit, much of North Carolina, it seems, has not. Charlotte and Raleigh-Durham, worsening conditions, snarling rush hour traffic, causing massive traffic jams, and in a repeat of Atlanta's mess last week, forcing people to abandon their vehicles on the roads. All flights into and out of Raleigh's airport are canceled, adding to the travel nightmare throughout the east, where more than 3,000 flights were scrubbed. The storm will continue to march north, where it'll develop into a full-fledged nor'easter overnight, dumping upwards of a foot of snow or more along the busy I-95 corridor in interior New England. Officials around Washington, which could see its largest snow totals in 4 years, are taking no chances, pre-treating roads before the flakes start flying.
We're spraying salt down, you know, to prepare for the roads. If they come down, we prepare for it.
Well, in North Carolina, where few things are bigger than college basketball, something happened today that best anyone can remember never has before. They called off a Duke-UNC game. The roads are just too dangerous for people to get there. Earlier tonight, North Carolina's Department of Public Safety deployed about 170 National Guard troops to help the highway patrol locate stranded drivers. On the phone right now is the mayor of Durham, North Carolina, William Bell. Mayor Bell, I mean, the images of the traffic we saw out of Durham just a few hours ago were chaotic, to say the least. How are things now?
They're much improved, Anderson, but we still have issues. Fortunately, we've been able to get through most of it. This storm came in where everybody was expecting it. No one expected it to be so sudden around 1 o'clock, and it just dumped a lot of snow in a very short amount of time, and it really caused some havoc for some of our major roads.
And are there still people stranded on the various highways in your area?
I'm told that there are a few, but not as many as there were earlier today. We've been able to work with the state and with our local crew to try to get some of this cleared up.
I understand 911 operators received hundreds of calls, if not more, by now, a lot of accidents as well. How prepared do you think your community, your state was to respond to a storm of this caliber? How much equipment do you have? This is obviously not a normal occurrence.
Well, I think we were prepared as could be, given the information that we were given. We have the equipment. We've been working cooperatively with the state. So we've been able to work this out, but obviously there have been some issues. For example, I was over at Duke's campus around 12. The storm came in at 1, and a drive that normally takes me about 15 minutes to get back to my home took 3 hours.
Wow.
It was all because of the snow that was piling up on the roads.
In terms of power outages, what's the latest?
We've been fortunate, and we keep our fingers crossed right now. We haven't really had any reported outages of any significance, at least in the Durham area. But we're prepared for that also. And if it needs to be, we opened shelters. We've had two of our major shopping centers to serve as shelters for stranded motorists along the interstate corridor. So that's been very helpful also.
Well, Mayor Bell, I know it's going to be a couple of busy days for you and everybody there. I wish you the best. Thank you for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.